Good afternoon. My name is Steven Rafale. I'm here with my technical team. Also, Kim Musiani is also sitting there next to my other colleagues' technical team. Today, we are just going to share with you in terms of what we termed it HP Aruba Clippers and TUT. We call it our journey. The reason why we are saying it's our journey is that we are not yet there where we would like to be. I'm going to talk about the solution Clippers, Aruba Clippers, which we have deployed at TUT, which is Tshwane University of Technology. In terms of the journey that we have taken is that we will firstly like to look at why Clippers. I think that is very important to say, to share with you in terms of why we decided to go with Clippers. In terms of also STUT together as partnered with Datacentrics, we actually want to show the partnership that, and the journey that we have already taken up to so far, and also the value realization, which is very important key for us to say what value are we going to derive from implementing Clippers in terms of ROI. Why Clippers? Clippers came into the picture when we decided to, as TUT, when we looked at our LEN upgrade project, whereby we were looking at implementing the LEN, and also looking at which included in terms of the RFP that we embarked upon. We looked at in terms of the challenges that we're experiencing, especially with regard to the network management and monitoring. So we were looking at a solution that we can be able to implement at TUT. For those of you who doesn't know what Tshwane University of Technology entails, it's a university that has got around 9 campuses that are situated at different, even in provinces like Mpumalanga, Gauteng, in Pretoria, and also in Soshanguve, and also we've got campuses also in Cape Town and Durban. So we took this journey to say we would like to have a sort of clear picture in terms of looking at the monitoring of our network, and also for user authentication manager solution. That is, we're looking at the IMC plus a UAM solution, or a similar product that can be able to offer us the capabilities that we're looking for. So we needed a unified and a simple network access controller for our Wi-Fi environment to manage and monitor all these devices that are connecting from various locations. So hence we embarked on such a journey. So we also looked at, we're looking for a solution that could leverage, on the multiple sources of authentication at all TUT, sites. So, as TUT, we looked at a proposed solution that was bid through an RFP by Datacentrics, and the solution that was proposed was Clippers. And then we looked at the functionality, and so that we looked at something that is also vendor agnostic and also policy-based solution. So we took a decision to acquire IMC and ClearPass on the fact that the solution would be simple to use, and also for user for management and for the technical staff. We took it after came into partnership with DataCentrics. We also looked at the rollout of the project. So, in terms of DataCentrics, they were required to actually install the ClearPass solution as part of the LAN upgrade and the network for network management and monitoring. Also, we looked at the the challenges that we faced with regard to that. But DataCentrics assisted in terms of the deployment, so that it can integrate with Eduroam, which is a roaming solution for academic institutions, to enable students and staff to access Wi-Fi at any participating campus, whether it's either in overseas or even nationally in South Africa. Any participating institution that is on Eduroam will be able to access. You can visit a student from another university, currently it's happening, from either VET or UNISA, could be able to access Wi-Fi at our campus, any of our campuses through Eduroam. So DataCentrics also assisted in training our technical staff, so that we will be able to use the solution after implemented for troubleshooting issues. And also for management staff to be able to have access to view the statistics and the dashboards. Also what is transpiring, taking place, who's accessing our network, whether through Wi-Fi. We are able to actually be able to bring those statistics for management to have access so that they can be able to view at any given time. So the project was successfully signed off. I think what was important for us is that what value are we going to derive from this solution? That is very important for us so that we can be able to align with our strategy moving forward. So in terms of value realization, currently our technical staff, they are able to clearly see why authentication fails, if there's a authentication issues, if somebody is unable to access the network because maybe they are unable to authenticate, the technical team will be able to clearly have a visibility of what why that authentication fails. Management are able to use the dashboards to make operational decisions. They can be able to know where to focus in terms of application development. We were able to pick up from the statistics as well at any given time to be able to see the number of users. Currently at a university level, Android was the most used devices. Also for campus, also if we need 802.11ac, wave 2 access points, majority of devices are entry level Androids. In a campus like ours, we still have those entry level devices. So we're able to make decision in terms of the stats that we are getting from the ClearPass. And also 802.11ac wave 1 is also adequate for the next years, because as we introduce new technology, so we are looking at we can be able to see at entry level and also at the highest level as and when new devices come into the picture. we can be able to, from the stats, we can be able to derive and see the top 10 users on the network, especially from the Wi-Fi, from wireless, to say what who are the top 10 users from the university. And also we can also be, use that for possible user and password sharing. The solution also was able to give us, you know, to be able to use, to identify possible misuse of Wi-Fi, because we can be able to see what is taking place. At a university, students also trying some other things on the network through Wi-Fi. We're able to pick that up. Changes to the environment can be tracked via command accounting, which is part of our AAA, that is authentication, authorization, and also for accounting purposes. I think in terms of authentication, we can see who's accessing the network, and what, you know, in terms of authorization, we can be able to see what access or who is doing what on the network. Also for accounting purposes, I think for audit trail, we can be able to pick that up from ClearPass. So for us also, in terms of value realization, is that the solution was granular enough to restrict technical staff from executing specific commands, because we can be able to, you know, specifically be able to see what the technical staff, and we can be able to limit that so that they can not be able to execute certain commands on the network. So I think in terms of value realization, these were the things that we have already, you know, achieved. But I think in conclusion is that now, I think in terms of ClearPass, now ClearPass is used as a AAA server for our APN solution that we have at the university. APN is access point node, which is similar to a 3G solution, but specific for the university solution that we have implemented. And for for VPN and wireless network, and the switch management, network switch management. In conclusion, again, is that this solution is actually where it's easy for us to be able to troubleshoot authentication failures. And also we are looking at investigating the feasibility to expand the solution to include wired network points and guest account management. This for us is very key and important for visiting users from outside, you know, the academic environment. Because the other ones, those who are from the participating university can do that by using AGRO, but any other user from outside can be able to, that's what we are looking at expanding the solution to provide for the visitors to be able to give them access. From an administrator in any faculty, if they've got visitors, for them to be able to provide the access for the visiting users. We also would like to expand the solution to the rest of the campus so that on-site teams have a view of what is happening in their environment. We want to give them an opportunity for them to be able to view what is transpiring in their environment at any given site. The journey has just started, and there's a lot of work that we still have to do. But with this solution, I think we have a hope that it will help us to achieve our TUT's objective in terms of you know, what we have already elaborated in terms of the value add. I think with that, I would like to thank you.